Welcome to the People Powered Business Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lee Billett. If you employ staff, engage contractors, or rely on people to help deliver your products or services, you're in the right place. Join us each week as we dive in to uncover what makes people tick, learn the best strategies and tactics to build an amazing team, and most importantly, discover how you, the business owner or leader, can unleash the power of your people to help create the successful business you deserve. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode number 16 of the People Powered Business Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Christy Lee. Thank you for joining me here today. I hope whatever you're up to today, whilst you're listening to this episode of the podcast, you're having a fantastic day, and I really appreciate you joining me here each and every week on the podcast. If you're enjoying the People Powered Business Podcast, I would really appreciate it if you shared the podcast with any of your friends in business or colleagues who own businesses and run teams. If you feel that any of the information you're hearing in the podcast might benefit them, I would really love it if you would share that podcast or that particular episode with them and just share that information. I'd really appreciate that. So thank you for doing that. In today's episode of the podcast, we are going to be discussing a concept known as the third space. What on earth is that? Well, today we're going to talk about what that is and why it's so important, and also how you as a business owner and for yourself as well as for your teams can implement some strategies to really make sense and leverage this very important third space. And I thought it was a really important topic to talk about because with the changes we've seen in workplaces during the first half of 2020, in some ways, our third space, in many cases, has been interrupted, and the patterns of behaviour and the habits that we had around that have had to change and shift. So I thought it was a really timely time to discuss this particular concept and look at, with all this shifting of how we're working, where we're working, and when we're working, we might be able to leverage this third space or tap back into some of the habits that we've fallen out of there. So let's dive in and uncover the third space. So let's firstly understand, what exactly is the third space? Well, the third space is, it's a theory, and its origin, you know, goes back way back to some social, cultural constructs and discussions used kind of in the post-colonial era. So dealing with someone's identity in their community and principles around transitioning yourself within your community. So it's a very, you know, old and well-tested theory and term. But what's actually happened over the years is this particular construct or idea has been applied across lots of different disciplines. So as an example, there was an American sports psychologist by the name of Jim Lehr who looked at this concept of the third space, and he was actually working with, you know, high-level athletes. And he, over many, many years, studied particularly tennis players, it was, that he was working with. And he spent years and years really analysing and looking at what separated the best in the world. So what separated the best from the rest in terms of, he was looking at the top level. So looking at the tiniest details of what these players were doing, both on and off court, that would mean some would excel and achieve greater things than others. And what he found was really, really interesting, and it points back towards this concept of the third space. What he found is that those players who took brief pauses between sets in a match, so when you've got that moment where the tennis player, you know, will often sit down on the sidelines and, you know, wipe their face with a towel or take a drink, those brief pauses, the best players had some form of a ritual to relax and refocus during those very brief pauses. So he used this theory of the third space, this period of transition, to and looked at what these players were doing. And the ones that were doing well and playing well had some kind of ritual during this particular pause period. So they were using some form of mental strategies to relax. So firstly, to, you know, shake off, I guess, that whatever's happening in that particular set and refocus themselves ready to go into the next set. So between the last set and the next set, I should say, what they did in that space and that transition, that's what set them up to rise to the top of their game. And I found this really fascinating because it wasn't what he found was that it wasn't what actually happened when they were playing on the court that determined this particular level of success. It was the part in between. And when we're referring to the third space, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this period of transition between doing one thing and doing another. So at its core, the concept of the third space deals with a period of time of transition. So, you know, if you look at it from a family perspective, a transition from being at home to going to preschool, that period there where you're transitioning from driving in the car over to the preschool, that's the third space. It might be the actual transition of going into high school. So that transition period is the third space, and what you do in that transition period can make all the difference. If we look at it from a work perspective, we're driving from home to work, to our workplaces every day. That is the third space. But even at a simpler level, moving from one task to the next could be that third space. So moving from, for example, this morning before I recorded this podcast, I was being interviewed for another business, and then I had to transition into recording this podcast. So that period where I took a moment to reset my thinking, that's the third space. So this can be used in kind of micro environments where we're looking at transitioning from one task to a next, you know, within a few minutes in the workday, like the tennis players did when they've got that short break, and using that as their third space. Or we could be talking about greater periods of time and greater periods of change in our businesses. So, for example, our commute time, that is a longer period of time. That's a longer third space. It could be changing from a particular position into a new position in an organization. That period of transition from going from one place to the next is the third space. So how does all of this relate to our businesses, and why is this important for me to talk about today? The reason I think that this is such an important discussion to have, particularly at the moment, is we've recently seen, as a result of COVID-19, a change in how many businesses are operating. So the need for staff to go into a workplace each and every day is not always the case anymore. We've got a much more flexible working arrangement where many people are working partly from home, entirely remotely, working in the office for different hours. So those patterns of behaviour that we had up until the beginning of 2020 have now, we were forced to make change to them. So what we found was that some people were losing that sense of that time, that downtime they had, so that commute time. So whilst there were lots of benefits to not having to commute to an office for work or to the workplace, in that we all got much more time back into our day and we didn't have to spend that time and that money in that commute, what was missing was those rituals that we all used to undertake during that commute time. And I'll give you a really specific example from myself. So I was probably, I don't know, a month or two into all of this change, and I noticed myself feeling a little bit agitated, perhaps anxious in some instances, just not feeling in the flow of my usual, you know, workday. Now, obviously, many of us were dealing with kids at home, homeschooling, and I thought about all of the things that might be just bringing this feeling up. And what I looked at was, well, what have I changed? What am I not doing? And for me, the way that I absorb my learning, so, I'm a big believer in constantly learning and educating myself on all aspects of business and health and all different topics. But the way that I absorb that learning is I am an avid listener to podcasts. I love them. So I listen to podcasts all the time. But I listen to podcasts a lot of the time in my car. So when I was driving to my office, I would listen to podcasts. After I had taken my children to their afternoon activity, whilst I was on the way back to work, I would be listening to podcasts. So I would use that time in my car transit time to do my learning. And what I realized when I sort of took stock and sort of started to look at why this feeling was bubbling up was I was missing my learning. And I was missing my learning because the ritual that I had created about absorbing that information and that knowledge was now gone because I wasn't in my car going anywhere for any reason. We weren't allowed to. So I think it's those rituals that we have changed unintentionally that actually may be bubbling up other issues. So if your staff previously, they may have read books on their commute on the train into the office, and they've now lost that time. So I think it's just looking at how we can recreate that is really important as well. And I thought that's why it was an important discussion to have today. What I found was that this theory of the third space has actually been really investigated and detailed by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Adam Fraser. So he's a thought leader on human behavior, and he took the tennis analysis that Jim Lehrer looked at, he took his work and he combined that with his own knowledge and experience in his field of expertise, which is human behaviour. And Dr. Fraser came to the realisation that those who were super successful and really killing it in their lives and their careers, they had one thing in common. And what he found, similar to Jim Lehrer's work, was that they had mastered this third space. So Dr. Adam Fraser had taken this information and applied it in a business setting and really observed the same thing. So they've both come to the same conclusion that those who really master this third space achieve greater success in life, in sporting, in business, in whatever it is that they're pursuing. So it's become really clear to me that this third space is critically important for success. So Dr. Fraser talks about techniques that he suggests you use to maximize the potential of this third space. And very similarly to what Jim Lehrer found was that it's really around relaxing and reflection and then refocusing or resetting yourself to go towards the next task that you're doing. And I just found this really fascinating. And I thought, how can we apply this in our work days, in our workplaces, and encourage our teams to utilize this knowledge and these techniques around the third space to maximize success, to maximize not only productivity, to maximize output and outcomes and success in life in general. So as I referred to earlier, I found this feeling of tension bubble up. And when I reflected, I realized that I had lost the use of that third space that I was previously using. So what I did in that case is I replaced it. I took stock, realized I was missing this opportunity to learn. And I also used that time as downtime, not thinking about technical work that I may be usually working on, not thinking about, particular client issues or anything like that. I took that time absorbing my learning, but it was also my opportunity to reflect on what I was learning and refocus on what I was doing to work in my business or assist clients or whatever the next thing I was going to do. So whilst I refer to that as a learning experience, it was that process of being in my car listening to my podcast was also very much an opportunity for me to remove myself from my usual business thinking and reset my thinking in a different way. So what I did is I then replaced that particular ritual so that I could reintroduce it in a different way into my day-to-day activities. So instead of listening to music whilst I'm out on a walk or a run, which would be my usual go-to, and because I love that because it really helps me relax, this is where I'm now listening to my podcast. So I'm having the opportunity to get that learning, to get that taking stock and resetting myself to refocus my brain in order to move to the next thing. But how else could you use this in your business? And I think there's lots of different ways. So the first thing to look at is that commute time that has shifted for so many people. So if you've lost your commute time or your employees have lost their commute time, I would really be talking to them about how they're resetting themselves after they finish their workday or before they come in for their workday. So usually that trip to the office in the car is where your employees transitioning, I guess, from being at home, you know, perhaps doing the parenting thing, dropping the kids places before they get to work, perhaps just having that time for themselves in the morning where they're in relaxed mode, having a cup of coffee, doing those kind of things. And the commute time was their time to transition into work brain. It was where they'd switch their work brain on, they were getting focused for the day, they were thinking about the tasks ahead. So when they came in the door at work, they'd had that time to get mentally ready. So if you've got staff that are now not coming into the office and possibly on a semi-permanent basis, you know, at least in a part-time capacity, that might be the case now, really encouraging them to create this third space, even on a much more micro level, so that when they turn their laptop on, ready for the day, and they're getting ready to get into their work, they're in the right headspace. So that might be introducing, you know, a 15-minute practice where they're stopping doing whatever they're doing at home, whether it's, you know, hanging out the washing, going for a walk, whatever they're doing, stopping that deliberately, you know, even 5 minutes, but 5, 10, 15 minutes before they're actually switching on to work, so that they've got some time to whatever works for them. You know, for some people it's meditation, others like to do breathing exercises, or it could be just a moment to just sit, be quite still, and take that moment to think about, okay, home life's over for the next few hours and I'm focusing on work and thinking about the tasks ahead. So encouraging them to really use that period of time before they're due to start work to set themselves up, mentally for the day ahead. And conversely, on the, you know, the commute home that they may have lost, what would be happening there is they're switching out of work brain, they're relaxing, they're thinking about what they need to do for the evening, whether it's, you know, just going home and relaxing, whether it's doing the parenting thing, whether it's going to a sport that they would usually enjoy playing with friends, off to the gym, whatever their usual afternoon activities might look like. That commute time was their time to switch off that work brain and get themselves ready for what was ahead. So conversely, at the end of their day, if they're working from home, also using that time immediately when they're finished work to take a moment, restock, perhaps write down, do a little brain dump of what they need to think about for tomorrow so they can get it out of their head and move on into their personal time from there. So the commute time is a really obvious one, and I think we can all really recognize how that may have changed and how that may be impacting people in different ways. And I know for some people, the lack of commute time, whilst it has its benefits, was somewhat of a struggle, because that was the real cutting point between work and home. And when you don't have that, it can be quite hard to create those boundaries. So for some people, that introduction of some kind of habit or ritual around that will actually be really beneficial for them. But on a more micro level, day to day at work, I think there's real opportunity to also talk to staff about the importance of taking a pause, taking a moment to really think about transitioning from one task to another. Now, obviously, that's not all the time, because many of us are juggling multiple tasks all day long. But if you've got staff that are moving from, let's say they're manufacturing, and they're moving from cutting the equipment over into the actual assembly of the equipment, That's a transition. That's a time where you can get them to pause, to just take a moment and refocus, basically, on the task at hand. But it could also be used on, you've got staff making sales calls, for example. Put down that call, think about it, reset, reflect, and then get yourself ready to pick up the next call. Because going on autopilot, we lose the intensity of what we're doing. We lose the intention and we lose the really clear focus. So encouraging ways to get this third space happening in day-to-day operations will, I really believe, increase the actual results that you're seeing. Because as soon as someone has that really clear intent in their mind, that is always going to lead to higher success. So giving them the opportunity to say it's okay to take a pause and reset your thinking. So really talking to staff about how they can do that. And for you as a business owner, I think this is really important for you as well. And I think as business owners, if we can harness the potential in utilizing this third space, I think this is where we can really see some benefits for our own self-growth and business growth as well. So what I'd really encourage you to do is take some time after listening to this episode and think through how in your day you could apply this concept of this third space. How could you look at your day and look at how you could be creating a habit or creating a ritual of taking a moment, and it can only be a short moment or it can be long, you know, there's no rules about the timing here, but those moments of transition Are you wasting those, or could you be using those in a more beneficial way? Could you be making a real intent to stop, reflect, relax, and refocus yourself for the task ahead? Could you be making that part of your daily habits and rituals? And could you be talking to your team about doing the same? Now, I'm really aware that some team members may take to this and really embrace it, and others will think it's a load of garbage. I'm certainly very aware of that. So, you know, that's okay too. Your role isn't to make them do it. You're just giving them the tools to assist them. So some will take it on, some won't, and that's fine. But if you can help one of your team to create this kind of habit or ritual to improve, and it helps them to improve their performance and feel more successful in what they're doing day to day, then that's a win. And certainly if you can take it for yourself and use it in some ways, I think there's a real opportunity to harness the potential that this third space concept offers in terms of how we can create greater success in our business and our lives. So I hope you've enjoyed that episode today. It was a more brief episode, but I just thought it was a really fascinating concept that we could really practically implement into our day-to-day lives and our business lives to really create some great success. I mean, the research shows that those who can leverage this concept of creating rituals around the third space achieve great things. It's been seen in the sporting arena. It's been seen in the business arena. It's a concept that's been around a long time. And I think that it's just so simple to implement some really practical steps and rituals and habits that might just make all the difference to one of your team's day, or in fact to your day. So I hope that's been helpful, and please share it with some of your team if you think it will benefit them as well. So I hope you've enjoyed that episode. Thank you so much for joining me here on the People Powered Business Podcast. If you'd like to connect with us, Facebook is a great way to do that. You can head over to the People Powered Business Facebook page and contact us there. And if you've got any ideas or topics, I should say, that you would love me to cover on an upcoming episode of the podcast, I would love to hear about them, because I love answering questions and I love solving problems for people. I'm a real problem solver. So if you've got something that's really at front of mind that you'd love me to cover in an upcoming episode, please let me know. You can reach out to us over at peoplepoweredbusiness.com. And if you click on episode number 16, I'll be sure to include a link to my email address there where you can contact me directly and let me know a topic you'd love covered, or head over to Facebook, to the People Powered Business Facebook page, and let me know there. Send me a direct message or just pop a comment there, and I would love to hear from you. Thanks again for joining us. Have a fabulous week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week on the People Powered Business Podcast.